9. I've got Neil Cocker and Dave McGregor from Zimbali Lakes in the house, along with an entourage of admirers taking a video and stills. It's lovely. It's like the celebrity challenge. And what are we talking about today, guys? The Zimbali Lakes is flying. I mean, you had a wonderful couple of events of late. And it looks like it's going to be a really good festive season with the folk pouring into the Ballito and in, you know, the North Coast, looking at holiday investment, lifestyle investment. Generally speaking, this is kind of the place to be, and looking at what is available at the right kind of level.
Yep.
And look, not all things offer the same kind of value. And we're not talking price, but we're talking value. And I think Zimbali Lakes is one of the offers at the moment that offers enormous, irrespective of the price, it's the value that it offers. So let's maybe take a look at the overall summer lifestyle campaign for Zimbali Lakes.
So let me kick off quickly and just tell you that, you know what, it's almost like come on holiday, stay for good.
Yeah.
And the good is actually the emphasis, because let's be honest, this North Coast is good. The lifestyle, the quality, the Ballito seas, the blue flag beaches. You know, people tend to think of KZN with blinkers on. They can take those blinkers off now. Things have really moved and changed up here. And what we want to promote is saying, come and get a piece of land at Zimbali Lakes and enjoy this lifestyle 365 instead of for 14 or 18 or 20 days. Come and enjoy it, live, become part of the community. And that's very much what Zimbali Lakes is about. It's a community that offers you everything literally on speed dial, 15 minutes from the airport, on-site shopping center, medical facilities and schools, world-class schools within an easy five-minute drive. Everything works at Zimbali Lakes, but the big thing that works is your dreams. You can actually come and realize your dream.
So that is the campaign. And Neil, how long have you been involved with selling the dream?
So I've been with Zimbali Lakes for just over 12 months on a permanent basis. I joined the estate to launch the shopping center. Obviously, I've got quite a bit of shopping center background from a development perspective, and recently taken over as the VP operations as well. So we're head on with everything in the estate.
Wow.
There is so much going on, Dave. We are, like Dave says, we're sort of living the dream right now. And I think, you know, Ballito as a place to live, you and me have lived there for a long time now. My wife taught your son at school. That's how long we've been in Ballito.
Indeed,
so it's a long road we've been here. And we've seen it develop from a very small little, you know, holiday village to what we have today.
It's almost, you know, you talk about living the dream, and I keep waking up and pinching myself because is this a dream? I just see development, and sometimes development is a horrible thing. You know, just you end up losing control of everything and it just becomes a nightmare. But it seems that at the level that development's taking place on the North Coast, it's sensible, responsible development. And I say that because, you know, it's keeping the value proposition really where it needs to be to attract the high net worth individuals that are going to come and make this place a base, whether it's to live or to simply have and to enjoy and to visit. But, I mean, you know, we hear about things that when the early days of Ballito, there was this rumor that the airport was coming. That rumor, everyone said, oh, well, you know. And then it arrived and it unlocked opportunity. It unlocked so much. And now there are things like, well, you've got the first Club Med. And apparently what that is doing for the international trade, it's going to unlock international air travel in a major way.
100%.
And the value of everyone's investment rises according to that little scale of opportunity. So generally speaking, it is an extraordinary dream that is a reality, and then you see what Zimbali Lakes has got on the cards. Yeah, you think, but how on earth are you going to be building the kind of shopping center that overlooks a recreational, beautiful waterway with underground deliveries, and you've got the opportunity to live in a kind of, well, it's almost like science fiction at Tatali, for example.
Yeah.
Let's unpack some of those options.
I think what you said there is the type of development and developers getting on board here. And there's some, you know, everything's got to be done within reason and ethically as well to whoever you can develop and make sure it's done the right way. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we're doing at Zimbali Lakes which are making it a you know, a better place to live, a better place to be. The lakes we're developing, the estuary we're cleaning, you know, bringing in our own water supply and our own electricity supply and that sort of thing. So we are making things, you know, we've got to think long term in South Africa. We know, you know, things can change very, very quickly. We're all aware of that. And if we can implement a lot of these things, which will keep the lifestyle which we're buying into, that that we're selling and people are buying into, for, you know, make sure that it does stay where it's meant to be, you know, we're doing things in the right direction. I mean, we're down to the last, is it Dave, 16 pieces of land in phase one and phase two available in the estate. We've sold through a lot of property. A lot of people are building every month. There's a new house popping out of the ground. But yeah, 16 pieces of land in phase one and phase two still available. That's it. It's not a lot to go in the first couple of phases. We've got more coming down the line. So not just 16 pieces of land forever, but right now.
So which pieces of the estate have been released for sale so far?
So
David? So we've done one and two are fully serviced and transferable. You can buy and build straight away.
Is that close to the water?
That's kind of like in the center of the estate and going north around here towards Belita. Yeah.
Okay.
And then phase three will be fully serviced by end of January, so that'll be transferable. Totali Views, we started with all the earthworks there. You can see when you drive down the M4, huge works going on.
Yeah.
Totali Views and the Totali Precinct. So there's a lot of land there coming, but you know, if you want to start buy now and start and move within the next couple of years, let's say you can build your home, phase one and two is the place to be. But I wanted to add to what Neil was saying as well. You know, we brought some good brands to Belita. We brought Ernie Els here. So the Ernie Els signature course. Now, if you think all these people that are going to fly in to come and stay at Club Med, they want to come and play golf. They're going to come to Zimbali Lakes, and they're going to play an Ernie Els signature course. So a lot of them have got this on their bucket list. Let me play Dubai. Let me play Europe. Let me play America. Now they're playing Ernie Els in Belita.
Wow.
And the nice thing is we went with Ernie to Peron not so long ago, and there were young girls there having a get-together, like a book club type of thing. And they came up to Ernie and said, Ernie, would you mind if we have your photograph taken with you? And he was so obliging, the Big Easy, that's his name. So I think we're bringing not only a quality of lifestyle, but we're bringing personalities. Kesav Maharaj, the world's number one bowler, has actually bought a piece of property and is going to be staying at Zimbali Lakes. And ultimately, both Ernie and Kesav will be having their academies, a golf academy and a cricket academy. So you can see the future is also taken care of. Your kids are going to be able to go to world-class facilities to learn to play the game.
When one talks about the development phases that are being unlocked, it's always, I think it's fair to say that those that get in early tend to benefit tremendously. There's a little bit of inconvenience, I think, that's factored into the price, because there will be building operations happening for a while, which is, you know, it's something that clearly will affect the initial quality of life while you are going through the early phases. But that must be reflected, I'm sure, in the price, which automatically, as soon as the development is up and established, the value of that investment has increased exponentially. Is that going to be the case
as well? That's exactly right. That's exactly how it works. We encourage people to come and buy in future developments like Totali Views. And surprisingly, I mean, all of our top-end stuff there's already been booked and reserved and paid for in many instances.
Oh.
Because people have the vision. You know, the people have got this vision about living in this community, living this lifestyle, having the bird hides and the walking, running, jogging trails, and playing golf. And I mean, I told a story about waking up to the cry of the fish eagle, and that's exactly right. I mean, imagine waking up at 5 in the morning, a fish eagle cry. Your day can only just go the right way when you open up in that kind of scenario.
And how long before the dream becomes the reality and that is finally revealed? Because a lot at the moment, as you say, you drive along, you see the earthworks, and, oh, whoa, a few billboards here and there. Mm. but the final vision is quite extraordinary. Very few people have seen that.
Yeah, and Dave, we'll speak. We've got more things in the vision, which we'll be able to speak about in a couple of weeks' time. We can't tell you yet about what's some of the things still to come, but there's a lot still to come. But, I mean, on site right now, so we've got the Big Easy Restaurant and Grill. That'll open in April next year. So that's our clubhouse and the Easy Restaurant and Grill. And we start with our Extreme Sports Center early next year. The Totale precinct, the shopping center, all those sort of new exciting sections which you see. I love this phrase. They call it yellow metal running everywhere. That's all the bulldozers and the diggers, and they're cruising around the bottom end of Zimbabwe right now. That's by end of 2027, 2028, we will have the hotel precinct, the Ernie L Suites, the Avanti residence with the supercar facility, and the shopping precinct all opened sort of like towards the end of 27, 28, which sounds like a long time right now, but actually it's not. As a development goes, it's not a long time at all.
So there's about a three-year
window. I mean, Zimbali Coastal Estate was it's in its 30th year now, I think it is, or thereabouts. I mean, that's how long it takes to build an estate, to get it up and running to a level where the trees are grown. Everything develops at a certain pace. But say every single month there's new houses starting, and from a master development, I think they mentioned this to you, we've invested 1.2 billion rand investment into the economy over the next 2 years, which is all about top structure and infrastructure. So the full infrastructure for the whole estate will be completed by the end of 2026. So that's everything from your sewage, your water works, your fiber, your electricity, all the roads by the end of 2027 will be in the estate. And then people can start taking transfer of those properties as well. So, there's a lot going on right now.
It's a critical phase right now.
The golf course, I mean, we got some stats today. 9,200 players since April. Remember, it's not a year old, isn't this golf course yet? 9,200 players have been through that golf course. So that's our advertising. That's the people coming in and experience. What does Ernie L's signature course offer? What does Zimbali Lakes offer? That's a lot of people coming through the estate. And I think a lot of people, like you say, you drive up the M4, you see a little snippet, you drive into, you see a little snippet. People coming over the gate, coming through the gate, should I say, and seeing what's actually already in the estate. And you're one of the lucky people who've regularly been in and out of the estate. There's a lot already in there which people don't realize. And it's a little bit of a wow factor when people do actually get beyond the boom gates for that first visual.
Well, I love the fact that it was always an extraordinary piece of land because of the water that was there in the natural topography. And clearly, it was threatened by all sorts of, as generally speaking, waters and rivers in the country have suffered because of upstream mismanagement, etc. But because it's such an integral part of what it is that you're developing, and the fact that you're taking ownership of that estuary, the entire ecosystem is going to benefit tremendously from that. The beach is going to benefit. The entire entrance to Ballito is already benefiting from it. It's a really seminal development at the entrance to, I think, the gateway to the Northern Lights.
It's
a beautiful spot. And to own a piece of that dream, wow! If that is your dream, you need to contact Dave McGregor right now. And how does one get hold of you? You're quite a difficult oak because you're
the phone is busy. It's my Ballito earring is my cell phone. It's always stuck to my head. And that's because people are phoning and wanting to get information, etc. But the best is to go onto our website, www.zimbalilakes.co.za, and that's where all the information is. It's all there, been updated, news releases, their galleries, everything is in one easy spot.
Yeah, and it's a story that keeps on unfolding chapter after chapter. Gets more exciting as the pages turn. My very special guests this morning, Neil Cocker and Dave McGregor from Zimbali Lakes. Thank you for sharing a little bit of the vision and the dream. It's exciting to be part of even a small part of what is coming. And it's the future is so bright. Remember that song, the future is so bright, I've got to wear shades. Well, that's the end of the story for this morning, but I look forward to our next conversation. The morning show continues.